The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, well, once there were millions, now there are only four, and soon there'll be two, perhaps. Harley.
Yes, well, you know, it's Super Tuesday. 14 states hold primaries today. Of course, among Republicans, it's pretty easy. He's already in the White House. Among Democrats, as you say, there are four candidates. There are five on the ballot, but four that matter. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren. The big day really is a matter of mathematics from the standpoint of, do we reach the convention with a candidate set, or are we going to wheel and deal and broker a winner? The Democrats are proportional. What that means is whether Bernie Sanders can wrap it up earlier rather than later depends on how much support Bloomberg and Warren will have. That's assuming Joe Biden does well. If Joe Biden doesn't do well, it opens the door for Bloomberg and Warren to try to do, you know, make it a real race. If it's a two-man race, Bloomberg-Biden, it's a simpler job of addition, looking for 1,991 delegates. Mm. A lot of people, nobody knows what's for sure, although I think Bloomberg's beginning to get the message because he said he has no expectations. You don't usually say that if you think you're going to do well.
Absolutely. And just before you go, the tornadoes.
Awful. It was a swarm of tornadoes. At least 22 people are dead in Nashville, Tennessee, in that area. 10 miles of downtown Nashville wrecked businesses. In one two-mile stretch of Putnam County that's right next door, homes were erased from their foundations, literally just vacuumed up off of it. 22 people dead so far. Only 30% of the disaster area says the sheriff has had a hard check so far. Mm. A lot of people could be down in the basements. Absolutely. The president goes there to visit on Friday.
Well done, Harley. The footage is amazing. Entire suburbs wiped out.